Hi everyone, my name's Emma and I'm currently a nurse. I've been invited here today to talk about my career journey and my rather unusual plan to change professions. When I was younger, I seriously considered studying medicine at university to become a doctor. However, it was actually a brief course in first aid at my secondary school that made me realise nursing was my true calling. I loved the hands-on approach to helping people in immediate need. After finishing my degree, I did my initial training in various departments. I spent a lot of time in the emergency room, which was incredibly fast-paced and exciting. Despite that thrill, I eventually secured a permanent role on the children's ward, and I've been working there for the past 4 years. It's been wonderfully rewarding to help kids recover and put a smile on their faces. I absolutely love caring for my patients, but lately I felt a growing restlessness. I have this overwhelming desire to explore the globe. Some of my colleagues take long holidays just to relax on tropical beaches, but what really drives me to see the world is a desire to experience foreign cultures firsthand. I want to see how other people live, eat, and communicate. So I started looking into the aviation industry as a way to combine my love for caring for people with my need for travel. I initially thought about applying to be ground staff, as it seemed like a stable and less stressful entry into the industry. In the end, though, I decided to aim for a position as cabin crew, because that is the role that actually gets you up in the air and flying to different countries every week. Airlines look for applicants with very diverse abilities. Obviously, my medical background is a massive bonus for them, but surprisingly, my active lifestyle is just as important. The recruiters initially asked if I had done gymnastics or martial arts, but it's actually my strong background in swimming that they consider essential. It's a mandatory requirement in case of emergency water landings, and my years of competing in the sport really helped my application. To improve my chances of getting hired, I knew I had to brush up on some non-medical skills. I debated taking an advanced foreign language class, but I realised I needed something more relevant to passengers' daily needs and comfort. Therefore, I enrolled in a customer service certificate programme. It taught me a lot about conflict resolution and hospitality. The recruitment process for airlines is famously tough. I wasn't too nervous about the psychological tests or the strict medical examination, given my professional background. Instead, the part that really terrified me was the group interview. You have to stand out among so many confident, outgoing people while still showing you can work as a team player. It was definitely a nerve-wracking experience. If I get the job, I'm already planning what to do during my international layovers. Many flight attendants use the time between flights to go shopping in famous districts or just catch up on sleep at the hotel. I'm far too energetic for that. My plan is to go scuba diving wherever there's a coastline. It's been a hobby of mine for years, and the thought of exploring reefs in Asia or the Caribbean is thrilling. Of course, the lifestyle won't be entirely easy or glamorous. People often ask if I'll miss my family, but I'm quite used to being away from home for long stretches. Actually, coping with jet lag is what worries me the most. Working shifts as a nurse is hard, but constantly crossing time zones is going to be a huge challenge for my body clock. Looking ahead, I don't just want to serve meals and demonstrate seatbelts for the rest of my life. My ultimate ambition isn't to become a base manager either. With my healthcare background, I'd eventually love to work as a safety instructor for the airline. That way, I could train new recruits on how to handle severe medical emergencies mid-flight, blending my two great passions together perfectly.